My name is Fran, and I'm listening to Hickory Dickory Dock, Mouse Run Up the Clock.
Hello, my name is Ewan, and I've been woken up by this alarm clock.
My name is David. I look at the time when the bus arrives.
This is Carousel Radio. This show's all about time. John is a young man. He's standing outside the train station wearing blue jeans, a blue shirt, and a confused look on his face. He has a train ticket in his hand to a place called Clockfield. The train leaves in 10 minutes. He knows that he needs to get the train on time, but can't remember why he needs to go to Clockfield. John gets on the train. The train is full of passengers. All the other passengers are old. Most of them are asleep. The train departs and rolls down the track for 2 hours without stopping. At the end of the line, the train reaches the station of Clockfield. John gets off the train along with all the other passengers. The train departs. John is standing on the platform alone. The train station is surrounded by woodlands and trees. The trees are thick like a rainforest. John sees some toucan birds in the trees. The birds skip across the branches from tree to tree. John walks through the forest along a path. The birds are leading the way. He hears the sounds of monkeys and crickets and animals throughout the forest. John walks for 2 hours. He enjoys strolling through the peaceful forest and the splashes of sunshine. Eventually the forest clears. John is at the top of a hill, looking down on the town where he started his journey. He's back where he began. He can see the train station and his home, and he finally remembers why he had to get the train to Clockfield.
This show is all about time.
This work is called Time, written by Johnny Schachter. David L. blurted out to Johnny Schachter, "Where were you before you were born?" Johnny asked, "What do you mean?" "Well, before you were born, you did not exist. You were dead, because you have not existed yet." Johnny replied, "You have done my head in." Then David said, "What existed before there was God?" Johnny said, "I do not know." David continued, "Before God existed, there was God's dad." Alice said, "But I do not understand." "Let me explain," continued David. "When God was born, he created man, and God's dad was absolutely furious." "I still do not understand," said Alice. David L. replied, "You see, when Adam and Eve were having a good time, God meant them to be innocent. So God's dad was so furious that he gave God a good spanking. He said, 'You are a very naughty boy, and now all your children will have to take sex education classes in school. You have started something you will regret. You'll create Genghis Khan, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Ivan the Terrible. You are a very naughty boy. You have created time, and time is infinite. Now there will be 2 world wars, not to mention civil wars and racial hatred. Go to your room and do your multiplication tables." God replied, "But when I said go forth and multiply, I meant like 8 times 8 is 64. So the mathematics, I did not mean sexual reproduction. I'm so sorry about this mess that I created. Please forgive me. So God's dad gave God a big hug and said, I am so sorry. But look at the bright side. Eventually there will be a famous Jewish prophet who will call you daddy. God was so happy that he had a cigarette. The end. Just a few words about time. As you may know, time is infinite, which reminds me of my stomach. My stomach is infinite. Thank you.
This show's all about time. Time.
A poem about time. If I Were A, by Fran Reynolds. If I were a clock, I would have one hand and a timer would go really fast. If I were a clock, I would have just one number on the clock. If I were a timetable, I would be a timetable for the day and tell him when the next bus is due.
Excuse me, sir.
What time is the bus?
It's the 5:00 bus and it's going to Post the Circus at 8:45.
If I were a maths teacher, I would teach the times table to my invisible class.
La la la, 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 la.
Hi class, we're trying to do some work here, do you mind?
If I were a clock, I would have one hand and a time in order to go really fast. This show is all about time.
This poem is by Sam Castor Ward.
There were many tasks I had to do, time limits set when each was due. I could do them at a later date, procrastinate till it got late. In each case, I knew there was a deadline. It got closer till it was near the end. I'd complete the mission just in time. Time was something I knew how to spend. There is still much I should complete, but with no due dates, my time is free. I can put them off till a later date. I don't know when to do what. The time runs away. I take my time. I know there's no real deadline. I've been so long, but time is never over. The tasks stretch further to fit their set time. When there's nothing set, it just expands and grows more. There are still so many things I haven't done. Everyone's come so far, I'm not sure I've begun. In their lives, they've moved on to an even later stage. But for me, as time froze, I don't seem to have aged. Those I know have travelled further in time. They're so far ahead, they're near the end. It seems not just accomplishments where I'm behind. If I'm also younger, I still have time to spend. With my extra time, I can make things complete. The tasks are set, they'll be finished this time. But the end date slips away, I'm still obsolete. My progression is still out of sight. I regret my time not being well spent. There could be a limit to the chances I'm sent. How can I beat the clock where one doesn't reside? I tell myself, there's always next time.
That poem was by Sam Castor Ward.
The Open Studio is an art studio upstairs at Brighton Open Market. The project is run by Grace Eyre. The course is run by the Grace Eyre Foundation and supports learning disabled visual artists to create artwork and to sell it to the public at a shop. The Grace Eyre Foundation is an organisation which supports people with a learning disability to live independent lives. Can you please tell us who you are and what is your role?
Hello Fran, my name's Ruth and I'm an employment support worker and I help service users from Grace Eyre to find employment and gain employability skills.
Hi Fran, my name is Miranda. I'm the new business and development director at Grace Eyre. So I work on fundraising, communications, helping everybody to know about the great work that Grace Eyre does and helping to develop new projects.
Why here and why now, the art shop?
We are promoting Grace Air, and we want everyone to know what a fantastic charity it is and what amazing artists we have as our service users.
We have artists who like doing all different types of art. So we have painting, screen printing, mosaics, pottery. We thought the open market was a great space to be able to get more people to come along and see and buy our amazing art, because the open market is really busy, it's in a great location, and it's a really fun spot. So come along and visit.
Hello, I'm Tina Jenner.
How do you make your art?
With coloured pens and also crayons when we use materials. We work in a group as a team.
Why do you make art?
Because I like drawing and I like painting as well. So I like ideas from other people, all the service users as well and all the staff. So I get ideas from them and then I make art.
What's your name?
Keith. That's my name, Keith.
So, Keith, can you tell us, please, about what your drawing is?
They're like my own style. Mine's like all like graffiti stuff, mine is. I just done it with like felt tips I did, yeah. Like just faces and that out of my head, yeah. I look at books and then like cartoons and then colour it in and crayons or felt tips I do. And I enjoy doing it, I do, yeah.
Is there really a need for the art shop?
Yes, definitely. We have some really, really, really talented artists. So it's so fantastic that they've got a space to display all of their amazing work. And we change exhibitions regularly as well. So it's different every sort of 2 or 3 months.
Have you sold any of your art?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I'm really pleased, I am, yeah. Definitely very pleased, yeah.
And what's the reaction of the public been?
It's been really, really, really positive. Some people have not known about who Grace Air are, so we've been able to let them know about our charity. Other people have just thought that the artwork is just beautiful and are amazed at what talented artists we have.
They like it and they put comments in the book.
What are the customers saying?
The work is very pretty, awesome, lots of variety, the joy of seeing the work, fantastic work. Fantastic show.
We had such good feedback from having an open house during the Brighton Festival earlier this year that we won Best Open House. So I think that shows the quality of the art we have in our art studio. And we've had really good feedback about the way that we price things. We make sure that some of the income goes back towards the artists who created the art in the first place.
Would you care if the art shop wasn't here and why?
Oh, it wasn't here, I'd be upset. Yeah, if it wasn't here, I wouldn't have no art to do. I like coming here, like putting all the art stuff up. I do it and like tidy up and works with Ruth and Rienzo. I like working with those two.
What are your plans for the future?
Our plans for the future are to continue to use this as a exhibition space for our artists and to develop it further. By maybe having some workshops down here.
I won't mind more exhibitions with my stuff in. That's what I won't mind.
How can the public come to the shop?
We are upstairs in the open market, so we're on the first floor landing, and I know a lot of people think they can't come up, but you absolutely can. We have a lift. We're open on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursdays and Fridays we're open from 11 till 2:30, and Saturday we're open all day.
And in here, very good artists. They do a little bit of painting and a little bit of drawing and stuff like that. It's really good. Good artists, and 10 out of 10 for them.
We've run out of time. That's the end of the show.
Thank you to Johnny Chapter.
Thanks also to Sam Custer Ward.
Thank you to the Grace Air Foundation. The next show is If I Ruled the World. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
This radio show is brought to you by Carousel, inspiring people with learning disabilities to achieve their artistic ambitions.